Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Checked your bucket list lately? Are you ready to take care of item number 7? Listening to the Eric Metaxas Show? Well, welcome! Tune in and then move on to item number 8, skydiving with Chuck Schumer and AOC. Here now is Mr. Completed My Bucket List at age 12, Eric Metaxas!
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed that it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
That's the kind of life I've been leading, Chris. And it's the kind of life, evidently, you've been leading because you just said, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
and you're
what...
just. But here, the good news, you're just one day off.
Yeah.
What's a day in the scheme of things in life? We live thousands of days. You're just one day off.
Yeah, I feel like I'm trapped in an hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
So today, evidently, is Wednesday. If it's Wednesday, it means that in hour one, which is to say in a couple of minutes,
yeah,
we are going to be talking to our friend Neil Mammon. Neil Mammon... is one of the folks behind mychurchfinder.com, or is it .org? I forget. Mychurchfinder.
I think it's .com, but he'll clarify.
He'll clarify, but I want to be clear with my audience. This is a big deal. I need your involvement, okay? My friend Roger Elswick, I think he heard me talking about this like a year and a half ago, that we need to be able to tell people where to go to find a good church. And mm-hmm. and the number one thing I say when people say, well, what can I do? Everything's all screwed up. You can get out of the church you're in and go to a church that actually cares about the culture going to hell, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you do that? Well, one of the ways you do that is go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, where there's a list of churches doing free screenings. You can be pretty sure those are churches you'd like to check out. But mychurchfinder.com, we'll talk to Neil Mammon about it. It's very exciting. And this gives me an opportunity to talk about a clip I saw on the internet this morning. I think I saw it.
Did it have a monkey in it? Because I saw that one too.
Well, not technically. It was a preacher. And the preacher was very emotional, but he didn't have, there was no substance to what he said. He was basically saying, it's the same old thing. We are voting is not our duty. It is a civic privilege or whatever the heck he said. But he's speaking out of such ignorance that it was staggering.
He was kind of
absolutely staggering.
Political discourse doesn't have any place in the church.
Well, yeah, yeah. And listen, there are things, a couple of things he said I agree with. I don't like it when a Bible comes out that has the Constitution printed in there along with the word. Like, I get that, okay? But that doesn't need to set you off so that you tell your people that, you know, civic and political engagement doesn't matter. To say that, again, I've spoken about this ad infinitum, but the level of ignorance of many Christians and Christian leaders on this, it is stunning and horrifying, and it's why the nation is in free fall to hell, because of Christians misunderstanding this, misunderstanding how you read the scripture, how that translates to where we are now. It's a horrifying thing. So this pastor's out there raving about this, and I tweeted something about it, but it's simply ignorant. It is tremendously ignorant. People, I hate when people use religious cliches like, it's about the kingdom. Like, yeah. And what does that mean, sir? Can you break that one down for me? Does that mean I don't care about America? Does it mean God doesn't want us to get involved politically? So if there's slavery, hey, don't worry about it. That's not your problem. Just go to your prayer closet. You can go to your prayer closet and you can be politically active to abolish evil. So anyway, it was just one of those clips you think. And then, of course, there are people agreeing with it on the internet. And if anybody ever says anything like not nice to me on Twitter, I block them instantly because I won't have it. But I was so amazed by that. Okay, here's an example of something you can do if you want to know what to do. We're doing a campaign with CSI. And people say, well, it's not about the kingdom. It's about freeing slaves. It's about freeing slaves. Jesus very clearly tells us we're supposed to love our neighbor. And if somebody is enslaved and you don't do what you can. I mean, just think about what the Good Samaritan did. You think about these things that, you know, guys beat up and he takes care of them and he does all this different stuff. Jesus is praising his actions, not his theology. Mm-hmm. He's a Samaritan. So this is an opportunity for me to say we're doing a campaign with CSI where we literally get to free slaves. By the grace of God, we get to free slaves. And to not participate in this is sad. Like, this is an amazing thing that CSI has done to make it possible for us, for you and me, to use the money that God has given us to free slaves. So every $250 you give, now you got to go to metaxastalk.com. I'm going to give you the phone number. But every $250 that is given, because you might not be able to give that, but maybe you can give a little bit per month. It adds up to $250 at the end of the year. Whatever you can do. Some of you can do multiples of $250. Every $250 frees a slave who has been in bondage in Sudan for decades. Folks, think about this. What you've done to the least of these. Think about it. Think about what people are suffering. We get to do something about it. The Lord put us in this world. So when people say it's about the kingdom, yes, you're supposed to bring kingdom values to this world. To this world, how you vote, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, what you say and do. So this is such a great opportunity. CSI, I'm going to give the phone number because some people will call right now. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Or you can just go to metaxastalk.com. There's a banner. Now, when you click on it, now, Chris, you've seen all this, so yeah. I'm not telling you anything. But yeah. For the audience, when you click on it, you'll see all the options. You can give monthly. Like if some people say, well, you know what? $250 is a lot of money. But if you give monthly over 12 months, you're literally freeing a human being from slavery and setting them up in a life of freedom. It's just a beautiful thing. So, it's such a beautiful
thing.
Yeah,
and to explain it a little further for people who are sort of like, wait, we have slavery? I mean, I think a lot of people know that these days. There's still a lot of, you know, trafficking and things like that. But Sudan did ultimately outlaw it. But these are people that were affected.
They didn't outlaw slavery. No. They outlawed acquiring new slaves.
Right.
But the ones you had, you got to keep.
Right. So there's sort of like this weird grandfather clause thing where these people are trapped in a prior situation that was upheld basically functionally.
So if you have any woke friends that claim to care about black people, here are black people literally enslaved today. So if you want to do something about that, you can. That's the miracle. You can do something about it. You go to metaxastalk.com and click on the banner.
And back to the minister clip. I mean, the idea of being a good citizen and being a good neighbor, like, you know, the Venn diagram on that is pretty much one-to-one. So it's weird that you know, you have people that say, you know, the idea of citizenry and that sort of thing has no place in the church. It's pretty synonymous with being a good neighbor.
Well, I mean, I understand you're not supposed to make an idol of politics. You're not supposed to make an idol of the United States of America. Like, yes, that's correct. And I do get annoyed at any Bible that's like, it's the Patriots Bible or this Bible. It's like, that bothers me as a Christian. It should just be the Bible, you know?
I kind of got hoodwinked a while back. I bought one. It had the Mason-Dixon line through the middle. It was a special Mason-Dixon
line. You got the End Times Food Preppers Bible.
Yeah.
It comes with Slim Jims.
And recipes.
And recipes for GORP. All right. So please go to metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner. Give what you can. And I say this, I just throw this out there. If there's anybody that can give $15,000 tax deductible to free many, many, many slaves, I will spend an evening out of my very, very, very busy schedule to have dinner with you and whoever you choose, whatever. It would be a blessing to do that. It would be an honor to do that, just to thank you in person. So that's an incentive. Anybody that wants to do that, please call the number 888-253-3522. I will not do balloon sculptures at these dinners, but if you want to give me one, I will happily receive it on behalf of my team and CSI. 888-253-3522 or go to metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com. dot
That's the website.
Com. Yeah. Okay, so in hour one, Neil Mammon. In hour two, Roger Kimball. We are going to have a glorious conversation. He's a delight. A delight. He's in New York. He's the founding editor of the New Criterion. Cannot wait to talk to him in hour two. Stick around.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/metaxas, patriotmobile.com/metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against the volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As promised, our friend Neil Mammon is on the show. Neil is the person behind NoBlindFaith.com. That's about apologetics, NoBlindFaith.com. He has a new book out, Daily Apologetics for Kids. Daily Apologetics for Kids. We're going to talk about that. But first, I'm really excited to talk to him about mychurchfinder.org. Holy cow. Neil Mammon, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back again. Good to see you again.
Listen, I have been excited for many months about mychurchfinder.org. For my audience, if they don't remember, tell my audience, what is mychurchfinder.org? Folks, listen carefully. This is important. Mychurchfinder.org.
Well, how many times have people asked you, well, hey, Eric, I'm moving to this area. I need to find a church. What's a good church? What can you recommend? Well, we've decided that not only should we be able to recommend good churches, but we have to be able to recommend the churches that are active in the fight to stop the spread of what we're seeing today in America.
Excuse me, Neil. That's what a good church is.
I agree. I believe so. Yes.
Right. In other words, the point is that there are plenty of people say, oh, well, my pastor is against the transgender lunacy and my pastor is against abortion. And I think, OK, who cares? Is your pastor causing his congregation, his flock to get excited about this and to be activist against this madness? Or does he just say, well, I'm against it. Well, you're not that against it if you're not exhorting your people to do something about it, because we live in America where we have the freedom to do stuff about it. I mean, the reason I'm interrupting you is because everywhere I go, I talk about this. I talk about my book, Letter to the American Church. I talk about my new book, Religionless Christianity. And I talk about all the stuff that we've just said. And people always say, well, my pastor doesn't talk about this. Some of them will say, well, my pastor talks about it, but, you know, he's not exactly activist working against it. And then they say, well, what can I do? And I say, find a church. This is where mychurchfinder.org comes in. I say, you need to find a church that is in this war against evil. And so months ago, you And our friend, I don't know if he wants to be named.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger Ellswick, who actually runs a number of car dealerships in Houston, man of God, said, hey, we need to find a way to get people out of these churches that are either woke, because a lot of churches are woke, right? They don't do, they're actually promoting homosexuality, they're promoting transgenderism, they're supporting abortion, and that's the worst church you can be at. But then there's the churches that just say, oh, we just preach the gospel. We don't do anything else. That's all we do. We preach the gospel. Well, those churches are not actually doing what God wants them to do. Those pastors are not fulfilling the role of the prophet. What are they doing that's close to what Eli or Samuel or Deborah or Obadiah or Jeremiah did? What are they? What part of those roles are not part of their role? So you want to... pastors actually going out there, not only talking about it, but not only preaching the gospel, but also teaching about it. But then you got to go one step further and not only teach about it, but you got to do something about it. So what my church finder does is it categorizes. So we send out a survey to the pastors, and the pastors have to fill them out if they want to be listed. The worst thing you can get is a would not recommend. So, and we, as of next week, we'll have about 3,000 would not recommend churches on that list. Right. The second worst one is, well, it's actually that is biblical. They're basically biblical. They meet the biblical requirements. They believe in the Nicene Creed. They follow all the what we consider the essentials of the faith. So that's they get a C rating. To get a B rating, you have to now go a step further and actually talk about you. Do you preach about homosexuality? Do you preach about abortion? Do you preach about transgenderism? Are you talking about what's coming up in the culture today? Are you talking about the fact that they've been trying to legalize pedophilia? Are you talking about the drag queen events in the libraries? Are you talking about the pornography in the schools? Are you teaching your congregation? And that will get you a B rating. To get an A rating, you have to not only do all those things, but then you have to be active politically. As you just mentioned, Eric, what's the use of complaining about it when you're not doing anything about it? Who were the leaders of the foundation of the revolution? There were pastors, men of God. Who were the leaders in the Old Testament who led and talked to kings? There were John the Baptist and the New Testament. John the Baptist and Jeremiah and all these prophets were out there fighting with the king, saying, this is what you have to do. We want people to leave those B, C, and would not recommend churches and go to the A churches. So that's why my church finder.org does.
And I got to tell you, once again, God bless my friend Roger Ellswick, and God bless you, Neil Mammon, because you guys... so many people say to me, I can't find a church. Where do I look? Where do I look? Ladies and gentlemen, I say this in every speech. I was just in Michigan twice. I said it both places. I say it wherever I go. If you're going to a church that is not in this war against evil, you are complicit with evil. Now, people don't want to hear that. I don't care if people want to hear it. I'm telling you what I think God is saying, right? You're complicit with evil because, look, what I write about in both my books, German pastors and German Christians who seemed to love God were complicit with evil. They were fooled into thinking they could be silent in the face of evil. They were fooled into thinking that they had this religious carve out. We're just going to do church. We're just going to preach the gospel. Shame on you, because that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we're supposed to love our neighbors. How do you love your neighbor? You stick out your neck. What does the Good Samaritan do? The Good Samaritan sticks out his neck. He sacrifices. Jesus didn't praise his theology. Jesus praised his actions, praised his works, right? Because your works show what you really believe. If you really believe in the God of the Bible, you're going to act like it. You're going to stick your neck out. And so people say, where can I go? So here we are. It's called My Church Finder. .org. Write it down, folks. MyChurchFinder.org. Get involved. This is so key. And you know, Neil, when you talk about like the C rating, churches that are biblical, right? I would even say technically they're biblical, but they're not really biblical, because if you're biblical, you're going to live out your faith. The scripture doesn't say believe this. It says you've got to live this. You've got to do this. Otherwise, you don't actually believe it. So, you know, it's the classic case where we say that, you know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. There are a lot of pastors and churches that they honor God with their lips, but they're not living it out. And so the hour could not be more late, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I want to tell you, if you're going to a church like that, you're giving your tithe money, that's God's money, to a church that is basically saying, you know what, we're going to take a pass. They're no different. And again, it's in my book, Letter to the American Church, and in my new book, Religionless Christianity. These churches are complicit with evil. And if you go to that church, you're being complicit with evil. Now, that's okay if you repent and get out. But if you don't, you can't say you didn't hear, you weren't warned. I'm warning you. I'm begging you to take this seriously, that the hour is this late. So right now, I hope you'll go to mychurchfinder.org. And Neil, how many churches have signed up on this now? How many churches have taken the survey?
Started in September. And so far we have about 250 churches, but here's what's more telling. We have about 500 churches that started to fill out the survey and then bailed on it. That's telling. These are the guys that started looking at the cute questions and said, I'm not going to make this. And they decided to bail on it, which is very, very telling. And I think if you're not on that list, you need to ask your pastor, why is he not on the list? By the way, you can go to the website and there's a email your pastor. You can click on it and we will send and put in your pastor's email. We'll send him an email. And actually what will happen is, and this is coming up soon, eventually when the church shows up, it'll show up saying, this church was emailed a questionnaire but has not responded yet, which is also very telling too, that somebody's asked the church to respond and they've not yet. So because we got tired of the churches that were coming on board and just bailing, thinking they will avoid scrutiny that way. I think I want to say
to people listening right now, look, the hour couldn't be later. I'm not exaggerating. Lord, you know, strike me dead if I'm exaggerating. This is absolutely crucial. And I mean it, that we need to get serious. If you can hear my voice right now, folks, I'm asking you, go to mychurchfinder.org, take this seriously, send it to your pastor. I also want to say, before we go to a break, another way to find good churches, and every one of these churches that I'm going to mention needs to fill out this survey. If you go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, if you go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com and you look at all the churches that are doing free screenings of the film, the documentary film, Letter to the American Church, those churches almost always are going to be brave, heroic churches that are in the fight. So I really need people to take this seriously. I need you to be a part of this. So please go to mychurchfinder.org, but also, no kidding, go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Look at those churches. Those are going to be good churches. Get those churches to fill out the survey. If you're part of those churches or whatever, we need everybody to help. Look, we really need your help, folks. We really do. We'll be right back talking to Neil Mammon.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandwich. towels, $25. There's 6-pack towels, just $25. Brand new 4-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Welcome back. We're talking to our friend Neil Mammon, who is behind NoBlindFaith.com, and he's with MyChurchFinder.org. Neil, I want to talk about your book. You've got a lot of books, but the new one is called Daily Apologetics for Kids. What made you write an apologetics book for kids?
Well, I'd grown my ministry by teaching junior highers and high school. And then I realized that the problem is not junior highs and high schoolers, because if you send your kids to high school, to Sunday school, and you send them to youth, you know, the Bible studies and all that on the weeks, the church only has 17% influence on your kids. You send them every time they're open, the youth pastor only has about 17% influence on the kids. Their schools and their peers have 23% influence on the kids. So every time we're losing, 75% of our kids, when they go out into the world or they go to college, they leave the faith. There are only two people who can change that statistic around. And you know who that is. It's mom and dad. Mom and dad has all the influence at home. But that means that mom and dad have to be teaching their kids apologetics. That means they have to become experts in apologetics. They have to be the ones teaching. And I say, you need to develop a culture of apologetics in your home. And the way I look at it is, look, if mom and dad, if your kid had a disease and 75% of those kids who had their disease died, would you send them off to the hospital and say, okay, doctors, I trust you, take care of them? No, you would become the expert in the cures. You'd become the expert in the disease. You'd understand everything about it. You'd be going on the internet, studying about it, going to seminars, going to conferences, becoming such the expert on it that you would be telling the teachers about it, the doctors about it. And that's what we want to do for parents. Parents, your child has a disease. When are you going to become an expert? And so that's why we released the book, Daily Apologetics for Kids. And that's where you as a parent go through with the kids on a daily basis. We released the first volume, which is the first month, and the following volumes will come afterwards. You can get them on Amazon.com, Daily Apologetics for Kids by Neil Mammon. I've written it with my 9-year-old and my 12-year-old. We started it when they were 6 and 9, basically. And what we do is, it's very interesting how we do it. Most of the time, most of the apologetic stuff you find, they'll read something and then they ask questions to the kids. So what the kids do, they just regurgitate what they just heard in that section. We do it the opposite way. We start with a story that leaves them with a dilemma. And then we ask questions. There are 5 or 6 questions, and they have to come up with the answer. Like, for instance, one of the questions is, is it enough to be a Christian just because mom and dad are Christians? Now, we haven't told them the answer. So most kids will say, well, yeah, I guess so. Or we'll say, is just having a strong faith enough to be a Christian? Does that make Christianity true? And we'll ask questions like that. And the kids have to wrestle on the answers. And
they're actually teaching them to think.
Absolutely.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that is biblical. That is the Lord's will, that we think. The Lord has created us in his image, and he's given us evidence everywhere we look for himself. And if we will think logically, it will lead us toward him. If we just regurgitate propaganda or talking points or things, you know, that will not carry you so far. So actually teaching kids to think for themselves, because I think in the past, you know, Neil, it's interesting. A lot of people say, like, oh, this stuff was shoved down my throat, but then I went to college and the bottom line is that you have to teach kids to think, because if they're actually thinking critically, it doesn't mean we're going to have all our questions answered. I've got a million questions, but the basics are clear. There is a God. The Bible is true. It's verifiable. There is so much. I mean, my book Is Atheism Dead is apologetics. And I say to adults, if you dare to read this,
I will challenge you to not to believe that there's a God. In other words, you're going to be, it's not going to be possible for you if you read my book, Is Atheism Dead? Because you're going to say, look, the evidence is overwhelming. It is so overwhelming. I'm embarrassed at how timid my faith was before. Once you know this stuff, it just changes everything. And so the truth is the truth. And a lot of people are kind of existing in these shadows where they kind of know a little bit, or they have this sort of faith. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, if somebody says to you, is 1 + 1 really equal to, is the earth flat? You're not really going to be like, well, look, here's my opinion. You know, it's, and that's kind of a lot of what our faith is, where we kind of, well, I have my opinions, but some of this stuff is open and shut, and we have to get our kids, you know, whether God exists, you need to laugh at that in the same way that you'd laugh at somebody who says, I think the earth is flat. It's like, all right, let me tell you privately. No, it's not flat.
And here's an experiment you can do to prove the earth is not flat, right?
Well, that's the point. Now, if people go to noblindfaith.com, can they find their way to this book?
Yeah, they can. But the best place just to go is to Amazon and just look up Daily Apologetics for Kids. By the way, I just want to say I was honored to be one of the references in your book on atheism. Is Atheism Dead?
I don't remember which related to what.
Who's Agent X? Who's Agent X? Proving God exists without using the Bible. So you, I was in the bibliography.
That's right. That's right.
We actually did a show on that. But the other thing about the book is that, so we ask things like, why should you be a Christian? Why should you believe in the Bible? How do you know the Bible is true? And kids are just like puzzled. And sometimes they'll answer the wrong question in that Q&A part, which is great, because you learn when you're corrected, you learn just as much as when you get it right. And then we go through the story and the answers are in the rest of the story. And then we ask the same questions again. And the beauty about this is you can look, we ask the kid parents to write down their first answer to the question without revealing the truth. And then we write down their final answers to the questions, and you can see how they've grown over the
actually teaching kids to think. Daily Apologetics for Kids. You can go to noblindfaith.com. Noblindfaith.com. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to our friend Neil Mammon, M-A-M-M-E-N. He's behind noblindfaith.com. The book is Daily Apologetics for Kids. And we were talking about mychurchfinder.org. Folks, I beg you, we need you to get involved. We need you to get involved. We need you to get your pastor to sign up. We need you to go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. All those churches should be signed up at mychurchfinder.org. If you go to one of those churches, or you know how to get in touch with one of those churches at lettertotheamericanchurch.com, they're doing all the free screenings. There's hundreds. They need to be signed up at mychurchfinder.org. And if you go to a good church that's in this fight, make sure that your pastor signs up at mychurchfinder.org. This is a public service announcement, folks. You got to get in this. You got to help spread the word everywhere I go. Neil, everywhere I go, I was just at 2 prayer breakfasts in Michigan. People say, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to find a good church. Ladies and gentlemen, mychurchfinder.org. If you're going to a good church or know of a good church, get them to sign up at mychurchfinder.org.
Org. It's exciting, Neil. I got to tell you, I still can't believe that Roger Ellswick and you have pulled this together.
Well, it really is a labor of love, because I think, you know, he realizes the importance of the churches. And you're obviously clear. I mean, if we, you know, the 12,000 churches in Germany that didn't do anything, that sat on the sideline, they're just as complicit, you know, as the famous quote says, what is to be, you know, to speak is not to speak. Not to speak is to speak, right? And if we aren't out there, and we are, as you said, giving money to a church that is one of those 12,000 churches, we're perpetuating the evil. We're just allowing to continue. And how dare we think that God is not going to punish America for the same things that he punished Israel for? I mean, look through all the things that he punished Israel. He calls them out for what? Violating people's rights, killing the innocent, sacrificing babies to Moloch, eminent domain. Remember when Ahab takes Nabor's land? You know, he goes through all these civil issues and then all these moral issues. And here's what I think most pastors don't realize is if you go back 100 years or 200 years, slavery was a moral issue. If you go back 40 years, homosexuality was a moral issue. If you go back 20 years, marriage was a moral issue. If you go back 10 years, transgenderism was a moral issue. Do you understand what's happening? Is they're taking all these moral issues and they're making them political issues. And the pastor says, well, I don't want to get involved politically. And I just want to preach the gospel. And so as I say in my book, and remember the book that we did the first time we met was Jesus is involved in politics. Why aren't you? Why isn't my church? In that book, I note that, you know what, you can't say, I'm called to preach the gospel. Here's why. Because the gospel was preached for 200 years in two of the most Christian nations in the entire world. That's the United States and Britain. And slavery still continued. It wasn't until a group of people in England, Thomas Clarkson, William Wilberforce, under the tutelage of John Newton, you know, the pastor who wrote Amazing Grace, that they decided we've got to stop it. And it took them 40 years to stop it. And then that movement comes to America, and it's still not happening. And so the American Christians form a new party called the Republican Party to stop slavery. Now, had we just sat around and said, well, you know, if God wants slavery to stop, he'll stop it. If God wants Jericho to fall, he'll make it fall. We don't need to march around Jericho. Our job is to do what he told us to do, and that's take back the culture. And churches are the leaders of that. If they're not doing that, it's evil.
Amen, 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 amen. Again, I speak all over the country and people come up to me in the book line and they say, well, I gave your book, Letter to the American Church, to my pastor. And I say, well, has he changed his tune? Well, no. Well, we're working on him, whatever. I'm telling you, if your pastor is not in the fight, you're guilty. You're guilty if you're going to a church like that, if you're supporting that church. And people say, well, I don't know where to go. Well, first of all, you can go to mychurchfinder.org. You could check it out. You can go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Lettertotheamericanchurch.com. There's a list of churches doing free screenings. 95% of those are super solid churches, probably all of them. You need to get them to sign up at mychurchfinder.org. But the idea that you're going to support some church where they're going along with DEI garbage. A good friend of mine was just talking about, he goes to a church where, well, they preach the gospel, but they have like this new racial reconciliation class, which it's just the DEI cultural Marxist garbage in a church, coming from a church. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, God is a judge. And you, when people say to me, how did it happen in Germany? How did that happen? It happened exactly as it's happening now because of you, Christian brother and sister, because you're not in the fight. This is serious. And listen, there's nothing more beautiful than answering God's call. I don't know if we have to have house churches, but I'm telling you, you know, there's a lot of good stuff you can watch online and you can meet in a house church. But to go to a church and support a church, quote unquote church, that is not in this, this is for all the marbles. And most people are still not awake and they wonder, how did it happen in Germany? It happened because of Christians like you and me not stepping up in time. So, you know, honestly, Neil, it's just so, I'm so excited that you guys are doing mychurchfinder.org. I'm thrilled.
I want to add a couple more things that we're doing in Idaho. So I had to escape to Idaho after I got blacklisted in Silicon Valley. And so we started something there called PLACE, Pastors Legislative Advisory Council. And this, if you are to go there, if you hear this during the campaign season in Idaho and you are to drive around the Treasure Valley area, you will see signs that say 70% of our elected Republicans vote like liberals. You need to know the difference. And then it says BibleVoter.org. And it says approved by pastors. 16 pastors are working with us to put out a voter guide to check on whether our legislators are really Republican, are really conservatives, are really biblical, or are they just lying and pretending to be Democrats in a red state? You can't win as a Democrat, so they run as Republicans. And these churches, these 16 churches are saying, we're going to distribute this voter guide. We're going to take back our nation, our capital. We're going to take back our county. And they are going to the pastor, to the legislators, and saying, you know what? We're the moral authorities here, not you. We're the moral authorities.
I love it. I love it. Folks, go to mychurchfinder.org. Please get in this. Get in the game. Mychurchfinder.org. Neil Mammon, God bless you. The book is Daily Apologetics for Kids, and the website, noblindfaith.com. Thank you.
Before we go to hour two, I want to remind you about a couple things. First of all, got to remind you again about CSI. We every day find out how many people have participated in this. And every one of you who has participated, I want to say God bless you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, because we are literally freeing slaves. They're in the Sudan. It's hard to believe we can do this. I want to help you understand, this is a very big deal that we get to do this. You know, usually when you spend money, you're not sure, what was the point of that? The point of this couldn't be more dramatic and clear. You're freeing slaves. If you go to our website, it's metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner. It's really vital that you participate. We need your help. They come to us because they know we have an audience that cares about this. If everybody would just do the smallest part, it really doesn't matter, but participation of any kind, please go to metaxastalk.com. We're going to keep hitting this because there's just nothing more beautiful, and no more glorious an opportunity to do something beautiful. I want to remind you also of our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They bought the Bidenomics.com website. Mm. I just want to cue like a horse laugh.
Was that for sale?
Bidenomics.com. So if you go to Bidenomics.com, you'll find out, oh, here's what Kooky Joe said, and it turns out that it's not true. It turns out that the Biden claims of the economy, now this is probably the only thing they've ever lied about, I want to be clear, but their economic claims are phony, and if you want the truth, you go to Bidenomics.com.
It's pretty cool. If you go there, there's a really it's really well designed. It's kind of a visual snapshot of all the categories that you know, are suffering in the economy, and it lays it out in a very sort of user friendly, easy to digest way. So it's they did a good job with it.
And they're doing a thing this summer called Prosperity is Possible. So they've got buses and vans covering the country that talk about prosperity is possible. I think most Americans understand things are a mess, and Bidenomics.com will show you specifically how much of a mess. Also, I want to remind you, our friend Jason Jones has a book out called The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, available everywhere. It lays out the campaign, really, of the globalist maniacs who are trying to destroy the world. And I actually believe that the Biden, you know, when we're talking about Bidenomics, that they are in part trying to drive us to socialism. So they kind of know that they're hurting our economy, but they just talk this good game, like pretending like, you know, we're not supposed to notice. But most Americans notice. And it's part of the Great Reset, the so-called Great Reset, really to destroy the Western powers and to create this globalist secular caliphate. That's pretty much what it is. So Jason Jones has written a book called The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, and he talks about the details of what is the Great Reset, because it's evil, but you need to know specifically what it is, and then what we can do about it, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Okay, before we go to our break, got to mention, we're doing Socrates in Oxford this July 9th
very exciting.
Through 12th. Actually, I am very excited. I don't get excited about much. I'm excited about this. I'm very excited about this. If you want to go to Oxford, England, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. I've got so many guests. We haven't finalized the whole list, but we've at the website, if you go to Socrates in the City, you can already see who we've booked. But we're working on others. There's going to be a tour of C.S. Lewis's home, a tour of the Ashmolean Museum. We're doing it at the Randolph Hotel. I mean, it's heavenly. You go to the website, Socrates in the City, and you can check it out. And I should say next week, we have a Socrates event right here in New York City. If you can come, come. If you can't come, you can watch it live, but you have to be a member of Socrates Plus. So go to SocratesInTheCity.com. Sign up. All right. We'll be right back.